Welcome to the Daf Yerushalmi. We're holding in Beit Daf and Base in the Art Scrolls of Hadar edition, starting the fifth parak of Maseches Beitza. So the Mishnah Meshilim Peiros Decharuba BeYomtiv. If you have fruits on the roof and the fruits and it's coming rain and it's going to ruin the fruits, you can take the fruits through the aruba. Aruba means a skylight and bring the fruits into the house. Umechasim Esaperos BeKelim Pnei Adelef. As well, you can cover the fruits with clothing in order to protect it from dripping water of rain. Similarly, if you have barrels or pitchers of wine and oil, you could cover them in order to protect them. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to do this tircha, protecting the fruits, but you could put a kli under the delef, under that drip of water, in order to receive the water without putting it on the fruits. It's only if it's the same roof, meaning if you have the fruits on the roof and you have the skylight on the same roof, you can take the fruits to the skylight. Also, take from one roof to another, you can't do that. So, well, that's being a shove. If the two roofs are not equal, meaning one is a little higher or there's some distance between them, they're on the same level, one next to each other, mutter. If there's no skylight, there's only a window which is a little higher than the ground, you can put the fruits through the window, and the chiddush is even though it's a little more of a tircha. Rav Yirmiyahu ben Shemrav says, put a mat on levanim. Levanim or shivush levanim is rows of bricks that are meant to be used for building. You can cover them and protect them on Shabbos from the rain. So here we see you can go and protect things, even though they're muktzeh, you can protect them. I didn't hear from my father, but my sister told me in his name, there's an egg that was laid on Yom Tov. You could put a vessel next to it to make the egg not roll over. You cannot put a kli on top of the beitza, on top of the egg. You're not allowed to use a kli for a muktzeh thing like this beitza, which is null to be yomtiv, and it's muktzeh. But you can put it next to it, and immediately the egg will not roll over. It's not directly putting it on the egg. For Shmuel Amar, kufima le'akli, Shmuel old, you could take a kli to protect something even though it's muktzeh. Continues the one on the base. Amar amana ubilvat shle kli nugia beguv shel beitza. You could put the kli on top of the egg as long as the kli doesn't touch the egg, because if it touches, you may be moving something which is muktzeh. Tani Rabbi Shai nechil shel dvoirim. So Bishar brought a brayso. If you have a swarm of bees, person alas sadin b'chamo b'nei achamo b'kshoyim b'nei akshomim, meaning it's really a beehive and you want to go and protect it, so you could put on it some sheets in order to protect it from the sun and protect it from the rain. So the Gemara ma ki Rav ki Shmuel. That's what we just said in the name of Rav and Shmuel, because Rav said you could put a mat on top of the bricks, and Shmuel says you could put a kli on top of the egg. Is there any difference between this brayso and Rav and Shmuel? Says more, yes, kami lamalon, kami lamaton. Rav and Shmuel just said that you protect it by putting on top of it. You could put the kli on top of the egg. You could put the mat on top of the bricks. But the chiddush of Rishaya is greater, this braiso. You could put it below, meaning you could receive the bees or the honey into the sheet. And what's the chiddush over here? That's mevata kli mechonor. Now this kli, you can't move it. So when you have a kli on top of the egg or on top of the bricks, you could just take it out. Nothing is stopping it. But if you're putting the muktzeh into the kli, now you can't move the kli. That's a bigger chiddush that this braisa says. Rabbi Yisrael b'Shem Rabbi Yisrael ben Chanino, chafi lesutos osu l'tatam. Chafi lesutos means covers that are meant to cover ships. That's their purpose. So they're muktzeh. So you're not allowed to bring them to cover the ship on Shabbos. Mitzadeto, which means traps, havin prisim, they were spread out. Havin mishtar from goy shimsha, they were getting burned in the sun. Also shown the Rav, Mao metal telatun, can I move them in order to save them? Omulin os illegal burn, you're not allowed to move them. But Chashivin Aloyon, we can use Gisa Rab Chaim, Misnanim Techus Rashekhin, but if you think of them to use them as a pillow under your head, for sure lechon metal telatun. Meaning give them a solution. You cannot carry the traps the way they are. But if you have in mind to come and use them as your pillow, then you could carry them. What's the reason? Because kli shemelachtoi le'isser kli, which is meant for isser, you now let it carry in order to save it. You now take what's called michama latzel to save it from the sun to the shade. But you're allowed to use kli shemelachtoi le'isser in order to use it at tzorech gufoi, if you want to use it. So you have over your traps, And the only purpose that you want to move them is to save them, that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But if you want to use them in order to put it under your head, I mean, you want to use the Tzor Gufoy, that you're allowed to do. So Rav said, here's the solution now to move the traps and save them if you have intention to lay on top of them. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Beitzah Daf Mem Beis.